The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
You are through. You've done us wrong.
And old man recession, you may be through. You certainly have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moreff. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moreff. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market. We talk about Social Security. We talk about income taxes, estate planning, you name it. We talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff.
Hey, a lot of this is ad lib, isn't it?
Yes. It's all ad lib. I make it up as I go, Jack. You know that. But anyway, we are back. I am your host, Ken Moreff, and I am the senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means we work with the most beautiful, wonderful people in the entire universe. And those are those of you who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, we'd love to meet you and see if we can help you. Our website is rpoa.com. And you know, recently Barron's, in its infinite wisdom, named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors, actually 8 years in a row. And you know, I'm blown away by that, but I know that without our beloved and most valued clients, I would be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you, we thank you. And if you are not a client, well, I think maybe you should consider it. And you can go do that by going to our website. It's rpoa.com. We, of course, podcast the show, so you can subscribe, delivered to your device every week. You can also read articles, watch videos, all kinds of great stuff. And it's all at no charge. Okay, so our website is rpoa.com. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So one of the things that we believe very fervently is that if you want to have guidance, have help in terms of making important decisions that you find are difficult, it's really good to have a set of core principles to live by. And in our firm, as I've mentioned on other programs as well, is that we have a set of what we call core values. And these are the core values that we expect everybody to abide by, to behave in that way. And of course, you know, one of our core values is that everyone deserves love. So we go out of our way. We give love regardless of whether we get it back or not. That's irrelevant. You have a choice. Another one of our core values is the right thing to do is always the right thing to do. We have another one that says that our client always benefits before we do. So those are all of our core values. Now, on the other side, more relevant to this show, is we also believe that you should have investment principles and that you should have a guide rails around which you make your investment decisions. So I want to go over that with you in our first segment. We're also going to talk this week about a strategy that I think is very important, which is tax bracket management. okay? And it's a way that you can organize how you take in, money out of your IRAs, your required distributions, and all that, so as to reduce your income taxes in the future. And I think we may all be able to agree that in the future, we might have higher income tax rates than we have today. And so taking advantage of them today while they're available might be a good idea. So we'll talk about that. Ooh, is right. We're going to have to pay for all this debt we're taking on, and I think taxes is one way of doing that, potentially. Also, we're going to talk this week, as we do every week, about how to maximize your Social Security benefits. And for most of you listening, Social Security is probably going to be the largest source of income for you. And so it is extremely complicated. You know, in fact, we have to take classes every year just to keep up, and we do it for a living. I don't even know how you could make any decision on Social Security by yourself, which is why we train ourselves and all of our retirement planners so that we can help you with that. But we're going to talk about questions on how to maximize your Social Security benefits later on in the show. Now, also, as I mentioned, we do have our investment principles, and I'm going to go over them with you here in just a moment. We have eight of them, but I want to go over in more detail our first one, which is we want your money to last as long as you do. Okay, that may sound like, well, duh, but I'm telling you that if you understand what that means, having your money last as long as you do, then it changes how you think of how you're going to invest, the strategies you're going to use, the diversification you're going to use, the risk you're going to take. All of that, if you understand that you want your money to last as long as you do, it gives you the framework within which to make decisions that may be different if you're saying, you know what, I want to invest in something super risky and I'm willing to lose all my money or hit a home run. It's a different thing. So we'll talk about that later on in the show. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what? If we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
To infinity and beyond.
Yes. But on this show, do we stop right there? No, we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about IRAs and more specific to estate planning, which is passing on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs and all that. We're going to have our estate tip, and it's going to be on inherited IRAs. So if you are about to inherit an IRA, or if you want to know how to leave an IRA as an inheritance, if you're on either side of that fence, then that segment at about 10 till should be of interest to you, because if you do it incorrectly, you could leave many thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of tax dollars on the table. So we're going to help you with inheriting or leaving an inherited IRA after you're gone. So we'll have that for you at about 10 till. So we have a show that is full of great information, and I hope you will stay tuned for the entire program. And I know you will, because you guys do that. That's what I love about you. So let's talk about our investment principles. So we have eight of them. And I'm not going to go into all the detail on all eight in this segment, but we're going to start off with number one. So number one, as I said, we want your money to last as long as you. That helps to direct our investment philosophy, everything that we do. Number two is growth is important, but protection of principal is more important. Okay. Now, again, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail because I'm going to do this on other shows, but kind of absorb that. Let that one sink in. Just kind of savor that one. Growth is important, but protection of principal is more important. Okay. If you're retired or retiring soon, I think that's super important. Boy, I got a lot of important in that word. Okay. The next, number three, is the goal of our invest and protect strategy is unlimited upside and a tolerable downside. Okay, so again, we want to participate on the upside, but very little on the downside. Again, that changes how you invest, right, and how you think. Number four, it is better to have an invest and protect strategy and not need it than it is to need it and not have it. Okay, it's kind of like insurance. It's better to have insurance and not need it than it is to need insurance and not have it, right? So we want to make sure that we have as much insurance to protect you on the downside as we can. That's number four. Number five is our invest and protect strategy comes with opportunity cost in certain market conditions. We accept that it is possible and has happened that our strategy will cause our clients to underperform. They could have made more money. But in our view, that is a small price to pay in exchange for the protection of principal that we can afford with our strategy. So number six, take only as much risk as is appropriate to accomplish your financial goals. Again, our view is the least risk we can have you take, the better. We want to keep you on the lowest end of the risk profile. Number seven, paying taxes on gains is preferable to losing principal. Now, the reason we have that one is because our strategy of Invest and Protect says that you are going to sell when you see danger coming to protect yourself. And when you sell, very likely that's going to be a taxable event. There's going to be taxes in that situation. And so paying taxes on those gains is better than losing principal. And think about that one, right? In fact, I remember years ago, I met a gentleman who he rode the whole dot-com thing down a lot because he didn't want to pay the tax on the gains he had, and he eventually lost all those gains because he wouldn't sell. So paying taxes is preferable to losing principal. And number eight, and this one's totally self-serving, but it is our principle, meaning that our belief system is that having a human being helping you to plan your retirement, to have a successful retirement, is the way it should be. And the reason why that's a principle is because there are many large firms that are going towards, you know, automated stuff or artificial intelligence or robos or whatever it may be, and we don't believe that, okay? So we believe that somebody that works with you, a human being that works side by side with you to help guide you through your retirement and have you achieve our goal of your second childhood without parental supervision, should be a human being and not a machine.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Well, I am too, Tom. So those are our investment principles. As I said, later on in the show, we're going to have investment principle number one and in some detail for you. So stay tuned for that later on. Now, you know what? As I mentioned, we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, and we want to help you if we can. So if you are within 5 years of retirement, or you are already, or you're within the first 5 years of your retirement, if you're in that 10-year period, then you are right where you're the sweet spot for who we want to work with. Okay, and so what we want to do is help you to build your plan to get you retired, or we want to help you to have a plan if you're already there to get income, reduce your taxes, protect your principal, all those kind of things as well. So whichever side of that middle line you're on, if you're in that first five or before retirement, we want to help you. And if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. And when you're there, we have some seminars coming up that you can attend. They are on retirement planning strategies such as reducing your income taxes, diversification, protecting from downside, what to do with your 401k, all that kind of stuff. No charge, no obligation, and we think that it'll help you tremendously. Okay, so our website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to save on income taxes. So we'll talk about tax bracket management when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. All right, I want to talk with you about a strategy that can save you on taxes potentially, and it's called tax bracket management, okay? So, and tax bracket management is really something that if you have IRAs, you might want to consider doing this because, well, let me go into it. So the first thing to think about is that in 2021, and of course, this could change with the new administration, but as of right now, as I record this, the tax brackets are as follows. You are in the 12% tax bracket if your taxable income is between $19,901 and $81,050. Okay, so when you get into that between $19,900 and $81,050, those dollars are taxed at 12%. 12% is a really low tax rate, kids. Don't get used to it. Okay, as I talked about in the first segment, they have to come up with money to pay for all these dollars we're borrowing, and the only way they do it is they either refinance a debt or they tax us, the citizens, and I have a feeling it's going to be both. So that 12% tax bracket may not exist. So what do you say to yourself? Maybe it would make sense for me to pay taxes in that 12% tax bracket while the getting's good, as they say, and in the future not pay higher taxes when taxes are raised or if I'm in a higher tax bracket. So How does this apply? So let's say, let's use an example here of you have a $100,000 IRA. Okay, so we'll just pick that number. So you have $100,000 in your IRA, and your taxable income in that year was $50,000. So what that means is that, remember, the $81,000 is the top threshold of that 12% tax bracket. Now, when you go above that $81,000, you now fall into the 22% tax bracket. So what that means is that every new dollar over the $81,000 will be taxed at 22%. Now, you are at $50,000 of taxable income. The 22% doesn't come until $81,000. So there's now a $31,000 gap between how much your taxable income is currently and that new higher tax bracket at 22%. So tax bracket management says, why don't I incur, you have $31,000 of 12% taxable money that you could incur. So you have a $100,000 IRA. And let's say it's a traditional IRA, right? Not a Roth. So what you can do is you can say, I want to convert $31,000 of my $100,000 IRA to a Roth IRA. So, number one, why would you want to do that? Well, because Roth IRAs are tax-free. All the gains you earn in a Roth IRA are tax-free for the rest of your life and your heirs' lives as well. Also, the distributions are all tax-free as well. It's a wonderful thing. So when you convert your IRA to a Roth, that $31,000, you will pay tax on that at the 12% rate. But now that $31,000 is tax-free for the rest of your life. So there's a huge potential advantage there to take advantage of this year's low tax rates while they're still available to you. Another thing to consider, the other thing, you know, the 22% tax bracket goes all the way up to $172,000. So what that means is that, again, if you're at 50, you know, you may want to talk with your advisor or come and talk to us and say, you know what, 22% is still pretty low. And I'll take 22 over what the future holds. Just remember, when we borrowed massive amounts of money to finance World War II and everything else that we did, we had a 90% tax bracket in this country. And it lasted for almost 40 years. It wasn't until Ronald Reagan brought about the 28% tax bracket that it came down from that. But we had a 90% tax bracket in our country. So don't kid yourself that it won't happen again. You know, all this money that we're borrowing, it's very likely, in my opinion, that we're going to have higher taxes in the future to pay for it all. I mean, it's just logical to me. And so if that's the case, this tax bracket management strategy can help you to pay taxes now at today's lower rates. And then in the future, when taxes are higher and you're taking money out of your Roth, guess what? It's tax-free. And if it's tax-free, you can just thumb your nose at those high taxes and say, oh, 70% tax bracket? I don't pay that. I've got my money in a Roth IRA.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Well, Tom, I am too. So that's called tax bracket management, and we'd love to visit with you about it. In fact, you know, I want to tell you, we have a seminar that we are doing that is on income tax strategies. And I'd like for you to watch it. It's virtual. It's live. And you can register for it at our website. It's rpoa.com. It's coming up this week. And for those, and again, these are strategies that are designed for people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. Okay. So if you're a youngin, a lot of these strategies would not apply to you. So you can watch it. Maybe you can help your parents if you're a youngin. But for the most part, I think you want to be over 50. Within 5 years of retirement or retired already to get the most benefit out of that seminar. So it's at rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com, and it's on income tax strategies. Time of the year for that. Now, we also have our normal seminar that we do. It's virtual also. You can attend from the comfort of your home. And it is on retirement planning. So we talk in that seminar about Social Security strategies, income tax strategies. We talk about your 401ks. We talk about where to get money from when you're retired. We talk about cash flow management, Social Security strategies. I mean, it is chock full of stuff. And you want that chock full of stuff. It's good stuff. And if you are over 50, I think you'll benefit from it. So all of that is available to you on our website, which is rpoa.com. All right, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to maximize your Social Security benefits. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And so we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe, which are people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, we'd love to meet you and see if we can help you. And we have resources, we have people, we have all kinds of stuff that is designed to achieve one big goal, which is your second child. We want to facilitate your second childhood without parental supervision. That's what we call your retirement. We want you to go play, whatever that means to you. If it means spending time with charity, if it means spending time with your grandchildren, perfecting your golf game, going to the beach, climbing mountains, bike riding, whatever it means to you, we want to facilitate that. And we want your money to last as long as you do and for you to have financial peace of mind. And if we've done all that, then you know what? I can go to my grave feeling like I did a good thing. So we're glad you're with us, and we're going to talk now about Social Security strategies, and you guys make my life easy by simply sending me your questions. My email is ken@rpoa.com, and if you send me your questions, I will endeavor to answer those for you, and then I don't have to do any homework. You guys give me all your questions. So here's the first question. My wife and I turned 62 last year. My age 66 benefit is $2,517 and hers is $755. Okay, so if she starts drawing now and I wait until I'm 66, she will receive a lower spousal benefit when she's 66 than if she does not draw on her benefit now and waits until she is 66. Is that correct? Okay, so the spousal benefit, just to set the stage so you guys understand what the question's about, is the spousal benefit is that you can get your own Social Security or your spouse's, whichever is the higher, okay? So this example, his benefit is $2,517, hers is $755. So half of his is more than hers. So the question he's asking is, if she starts drawing now, will she get a lower benefit than if she waits till she's 66 and starts drawing then? And the answer is, it is correct. If she waits till she's 66, it'll be higher. So if you take it at 62, then the spousal benefit later will be lower. It'll be a reduced benefit. So you want to wait until she's 66 to max out on hers, okay, on her getting half of yours. Question number two. I'm 69 years old and my husband is 64. If I start getting my benefits at age 70, can I switch to getting half of his when he starts getting his benefit when he's 66? And because half of his is larger than mine. And the answer is yes, you can. Okay, so once he turns 66, and you got to wait till he's 66, then you can get half of yours even after you're age 70. So this lady here is going to wait till she's 70 to start collecting. And then what she's going to do, her husband's 64, he's just a baby. Gosh, 70-year-old, she robbed the cradle, man. This is like, what is this stuff going on here? Anyway, so she's 69 and he's just a baby. He's 64. But when he's 66, then she can start collecting half of his, even though she started hers at age 70. Isn't that wonderful? And by the way, one of the things I want to tell you is, you know, there's a misconception that if you do that, then it reduces somebody else's. It doesn't. So if his is $100 and hers is half of his, $50, they get $150 combined, okay? It doesn't take away from somebody else's if you get yours, if you get half of theirs. So it's actually a pretty good deal. And I don't know how long it's going to last because I've been doing this for 30 years and I've seen Social Security stuff being taken away one at a time. They just keep knocking those dominoes down. And I suspect that this one may be one that that goes away at some point in the future. But for now, it's here, so take advantage of it. Now, if you are of Social Security retirement age, then you have some very important decisions to make. And Social Security is massively complex. It is mind-boggling to me how complicated it is. So many rules, so many variations. You know, your age, your income, your health, all that kind of stuff impacts when and how you should take your Social Security. And so we want to help you with that. And so if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, and you click on Meet with an Advisor, we'll sit down with you with a human being, a live person. We'll visit with you. We'll go over your entire retirement plan. So we don't only want to talk about Social Security because you can't isolate Social Security in a vacuum. Okay, it's you got to take into account your income, your age, your other sources of income, your tax bracket, all those kind of things factor into the best decision to make when it comes to Social Security. And we want to help you with your entire retirement plan. We want to build that for you. We want to help you to have a plan that you'll like, we think, and we'll do it all at no charge or obligation. And if at the end of all of that, you decide you want to work with us, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, there's no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. It is absolutely that, the beginning of a beautiful friendship. So go to rpoa.com and avail yourself of that. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about our investment principles for retired people. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. Because we work with people who are primarily retired or retiring soon, we have a whole set of what we call investment principles. And these investment principles are designed to guide us and to give us the rails within which we operate when we're making decisions on behalf of our clients. Okay? And so if you know if you know what your values are, if you know what your principles are, then something that comes outside of that, you say no to. And it makes decision making a lot easier for everybody involved. So I want to go through and start a series with you. We actually have 8 investment principles. And the first one is we want your money to last as long as you do. And that is the game that we are playing. Now, why is that important? Well, let me put it this way. Let's say that you, dear listener, were a prospective client. And you came in and you said, I want to hire you because I want you to make me the highest return possible. Then my answer to you when you say that to me is, okay, we are not playing the same game here because my goal for you is to have your money last as long as you do, and your goal is to take the most risk possible to get the highest return. Those are not the same thing. And so, you know, we need to get on the same page because I'm not going to work with you and fail. I don't want to set myself up to fail. So, you know, what I always tell people is that if the goal you have is to make the most money possible, then here's what you ought to do. Sell every investment you got, okay? Sell it all. Turn it all into cash and then put it all in a suitcase. And we'll rent a bus. We'll all go down to Las Vegas together. When we get there, you can open up that suitcase and bet it all on black. If you hit, man, you'll be Jeff Bezos. If you miss, then you'll be living under the bridge, downtown. Okay, so if you want to make the most money possible, I've got the game plan for you. Just sell everything and go bet it all on black, and you'll get, 39 times your money or something like that? So somewhere between burying it in the backyard and in a box where you get nothing on it, and going to Las Vegas and betting it all on black, lies how much risk is appropriate for you. And our goal is that we want your money to last as long as you do. Therefore, what we want to do is take the least amount of risk possible to accomplish that goal. So let me give you a really extreme, ridiculous example. Let's say that you are a technology person, right? And you've started this company and you sell this technology company of yours for $2 billion. Okay, so you're a two-billionaire. Nice, huh? You like the way this story is going? I do. So obviously you got $2 billion. Now, we sit down with you and guess what we figure out? We figure out that you could live on $60 million a year comfortably. Yeah, I know it's going to be a hardship for you, and you're going to have to cut corners here and there, but we figured out that for $60 million, you could live the way you want to live. Well, what is $60 million as a percentage of $2 billion? The answer is 3%. So what I would do, if you were my client, is I would say, let's figure out how to get 4%. Let's take the least amount of risk possible. Let's get the 4. Why 4? You need 3, but we want to build in something for inflation. So what we'll do is we'll design a plan that'll get you 4%. Now, the whole time that you're a client, you're going to be mad at me because the S&P, the stock market, went up 10% that year and I only made 4. And I'm going to have to keep reminding you what game we are in. I'm in the game of your money lasting as long as you do. And if 4%, if you make 4% and you spend 3, guess what? You will never run out of money, period. You'll never run out. It's mathematically impossible. And that's my goal. Now, if you're going to tell me, nope, that's not good, I want to make 10%, well, guess what? Now we got to go start investing with risk. We got to take, participate in bear markets and all kinds of stuff, which is not what I want for you. So as a client of ours, what we want to do is we want to make sure that we are all on the same page. And our goal for you is for your money to last as long as you do. And if we accept that that's the goal, then the way we invest, the philosophy behind it, everything that we do is different than if you're a 30-year-old trying to get the most returns possible and taking the most risk possible. Okay? So that's how we operate, which means we're not for everybody. Which is fine with me. I don't need to do business with everybody. I just want to do business with people that want their money to last as long as they do. And if that's you, then our website is rpoa.com. And we have actually three different things that I can tell you about, all right, at the risk of confusing the issue. Number one is we have seminars coming up, and they're virtual, so you can attend from the comfort of your home on retirement planning. So these seminars are normal ones that we've had for years, basically talking about how to fight inflation, reduce your income taxes, maximize Social Security benefits. We talk about how to get income during your retirement, diversification, what to do with your 401k, you know, just a variety of things that we think would be of interest to you if you are retired or retiring soon. So that is our seminar. And I would encourage you to attend it. We have those next week, and you can go to our website, rpoa.com, and you can attend that. We also have a seminar this week on income tax planning. It's that time of year, and so we want to talk with you about how to get ready for this year and also last year. And so we have an income tax planning for people who are over 50 seminar coming up, and you can attend that one if you'd like. The third thing is you have the ability to sit down with one of our retirement planners. Our retirement planners they are trained in Social Security planning. They're trained in cash flow planning. They're trained in all the stuff that we think is important to help you to achieve your second childhood without parental supervision. So you can avail yourself of all of those things at our website, rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. All right, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. We are here for you. We are designed our firm around helping you to achieve your retirement goals, which we call your second childhood without parental supervision. And we want your money to last as long as you do, and we want you to have financial peace of mind. And if you have that and we help get that for you, then you know what? We've done a good thing, and we're proud of ourselves, and we feel like we've helped society. Now, if you've done all of that, and you've done it really, really well, then what could very easily happen is that you could have some money left over, you know, a couple of shekels, as they say, that you may want to leave to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Yes, and you want happy squirts. Unhappy squirts is not pretty. So that is called estate planning, and we every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about inherited IRAs. Okay, so but before we do that, Jack, can ya play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. And we don't want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So this week, rather than talking about the greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs you're going to leave money to, we're talking about you. You're the greedy, unwashed, undeserving heir this week, and you are receiving an inheritance in an IRA. And so we want to talk about inherited IRAs and what are the rules thereof. Okay, so this week, that's what we're talking about. So first of all, let me go over, there's two kinds of people that can inherit an IRA according to the rules. One is a spouse, and one is a non-spouse. So they've segregated the universe into two different people, spouses and non-spouses. So if you are a spouse and you inherit an IRA from your deceased spouse, then what happens is that now you have two choices. One is you can, so let me back up. If the person that was deceased was over 70, over 72 or over 70 and a half, and they were taking required minimum distributions, okay? So they were taking required distributions and then they passed. Now, if you are a spouse and you inherit this IRA, there's two choices that you have. One is you can continue to take the required distributions on the schedule of your deceased spouse. That's number one. The second option that you have is you can decide that you don't want to do that. You want to make it on your life expectancy schedule and take required distributions based on your schedule. All right. Now, there are some planning issues around that, which I'm not going to get into. It's a little complex. But if you inherit, if you're a spouse and you've inherited an IRA before you do, or your spouse has passed, before you do anything, you need to make that decision. Are you going to take required distributions on your schedule or on their schedule? It's a very important decision, and don't let time go by without having made that decision, okay? So that's the first thing. Now, if you're a non-spouse and you inherit an IRA, they've changed the rules on that last year. And what they did was they said it is what's called the 10-year rule, okay? And what that means is that you have 10 years to take all the money out of that IRA. And if it's a Roth, you take it out tax-free. If it's a regular IRA, you pay all the taxes. But you have to take it out by the end of the 10th year following the year the person died. So there are planning issues around that too. Let's say, for example, that you're working and you've got a high income right now. Well, the last thing you want to do is add to your taxable income right now. So maybe, and you're going to retire in 4 years, let's say. So what you can do is you can say, okay, I inherited the IRA. I'm going to sit on it for 4 years because I'm in a high bracket now. But then later in the fifth year and thereafter, I'm going to start taking it then at that lower tax bracket that I'm in. Okay. Or you can say, I want to wait until the very last minute, take it all out in the 10th year. So it's, and if you're in a Roth, you could do that. That's probably the way you should. So there are planning strategies around that. So my thing that I'm trying to get across here is that if you're going to inherit an IRA, be sure that you've made these decisions and you do it properly. Because once the bell is rung, you can't unring it. Okay? So talk with somebody that knows what they're talking about. Okay? A professional. Don't do this by yourself. If you're about to inherit an IRA, don't sign anything, don't transfer anything, don't do anything until you've got the lay of the land and you've got the decisions ready, because once it comes to you, you've got to make those decisions, okay? Now, self-serving this whole conversation, because we do that. So if you'd like to talk to us about it, we'd be happy to visit with you at no charge or obligation. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, and you can click on Meet with an Advisor. And what we'll do is we'll visit with you virtually, and we'll go over your entire financial picture, and we'll incorporate inheriting this IRA and how it fits into your tax bracket and all the rest of that, and we'll help you to build a plan around that, okay? So if you're over 50, retired, or retiring soon, rpoa.com is our website. And there's also, we podcast this show, we have videos, we have articles, we have lots of information on there. So if you're retired or retiring soon, our website is rpoa.com. Well, you know what? This show's over already. It has gone by so quickly. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. In the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level level of skill or ability.